Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for the help we get from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. He will help you keep it running. If you have any kind of a car care question and you feel the need to bring in your vehicle to your favorite dealer or your favorite shop, give Dan a call or send Dan a text. He'll give you some idea what might be wrong. We always say this, Dan. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. Have a good week?
I did have a good week, yeah.
Excellent.
Good to make it through another one.
That's amazing, isn't it?
We were just commenting that it's been 20 years since
Jesse Ventura. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, 20 years. I remember it clearly.
That happens, though, along this end of the stretch. It moves along pretty quickly, but nonetheless, Dan has helped us out. Well, probably longer.
25 years.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have any kind of a car care question, you know we tend to get busy. So call it. Folks are calling in right now, 651-989-9226, or send Dan a text if that is easier. And keep in mind, Dan will be here till about 7:45 when Jack Ferrell's Wine Chat takes over. So don't wait. If you have a question, by all means, call it in or send a text. I mentioned this real early this morning, Dan, that I got an email from a listener, that not a text, an email, a real email, about remote car starts. Mm-hmm. And I know we've talked about it before, and I guess the question was, as I recall, I don't have it in front of me, can I get one aftermarket, basically, was the question, versus one that the manufacturer puts in. What do you recommend?
Well, you certainly can get them aftermarket. They're available. First of all, I like them. I have one.
But yours was put in by the manufacturer?
It was. I have one, and they're tremendous. I mean, warm up the car, especially this time of year. So no need to be afraid of them. They're very popular. And, you know, that depending upon the model of car, if you have an older car that's very simple and so forth, I think it's just fine. You can get one aftermarket, and it'll work just fine. But the thing I worry about just a little bit is when you're starting your car, there's lots of computers involved in that process, and they all need to come alive during that process, and then they also need to not be bothered by the installation of the starting system.
That makes sense.
I personally feel better about one that has been engineered by the manufacturer, for the manufacturer, and installed by the manufacturer, just because there's so much involved with the car nowadays. But that being said, the aftermarket ones are readily available, usually much less expensive, and they sell lots of them. So I think if you just do a little research and find out, first of all, the dealer or the manufacturer does install some aftermarket ones.
Well, they do
also.
Sometimes.
So you could research that, you know, what they install and maybe find a place to get them installed. I probably don't. I personally don't install them. And so I probably would not recommend doing one yourself. You'd have to be pretty patient to.
I read an article about that very thing, and the whoever the person was, this car expert, said to make sure if it is an aftermarket, to find a shop that really knows their stuff.
Right. And the more actual plug-ins that are available rather than splicing into wires, I much prefer a plug-and-play type deal versus cutting wires and splicing.
All right. 651-989-9226. CCO's Car Care Show is underway. Let's go to the phones. Dan. Steve is calling from Maple Lake. Steve, you're on CCO with Dan. Oh, hello, Steve. All right, Steve. I'm going to put Steve on hold because he's not listening on his telephone. Wow. That is kind of confusing when you just listen to the radio. So, Steve, turn down or off your radio just for a while. Dennis is on a cell phone. Dennis, what is your question for Dan?
The floor protection mat is underneath on the escape For changing oil, when you do it yourself, you have to take that off to get up to your filter.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that to put it back on?
Well, it's there for a couple of reasons. As far as function on the car, probably nothing. But it's there for, first of all, for road noise. It keeps the noise from the road down. If you get into deep snow and so forth, it keeps snow from getting pushed up in there, and I'm talking deep snow, you know, like where you're plowing through the snow. And then oftentimes the assemblies are an integral part of the rest of the car, like perhaps they're connected to the fender well or something like that. And if they're not in place, then the rest of it becomes a little flimsy. But oftentimes they get destroyed by running over something or, you know, just age and time. And depending on the model of a car, we oftentimes will just remove, you know, they'll be dragging on the ground and there's no way to reinstall them. And the people don't want to buy a new one. And so oftentimes we will just fold them up and throw them away. So on many model cars, they are not part of holding the rest of the car together. And if that's the case, you can just throw it away and it'll be fine.
Okay.
And I think a Ford, I forget what he said, an Escape, I think, is one of those. It would be just fine.
We had, talking about a remote starter, I know we have to break here. But the texter says, I had my Ford dealer install a remote starter last year, and I'm very happy with the item like that.
Yeah, so, you know, they're sweet. Lots of the models of them now, you can even run with an app on your cell phone, and you can be miles away from your car and still start it. You can be at the... You can be in the football stadium and start the car in the parking lot. So it works. They work really well.
You know what else the city of Minneapolis has? You can get an app for parking, because we wouldn't want to not fill our parking meters for the city of Minneapolis.
Yeah,
can do that wherever you happen
to be. I've seen that. Yeah. You can pay your meter whether you're
parked
there or not.
That's right. It gives you a countdown and everything.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take a quick break here. We're going to have more car talk here on 830 WCCO. By phone and by text, if you have any issues, you want to talk to this ASC-certified technician, Dan Burns. And we'll get more when we come back. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. If you have any kind of a car issue, car, truck, van, whatever the case may be, and you need to bring it in for some repairs, call up Dan Burns here or send him a text. Dan is an ASC-certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive, which is located where?
It is at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right in the heart of Grand Avenue, St. Paul, between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or we'll be there this morning if you want to give a call at 651-228-1316.
Very good. Are you going to be there at all today?
I am. Yeah.
You are. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Right before my grandson plays hockey.
Aha. Uh-huh. And you'll
that,
have...
That season's alive again.
Oh, and busy, too,
yeah,
all
yeah.
the time. 651-989-9226. I see a line open if you'd like to fill it or send Dan a text, 81807. Whitney has been calling in and waiting in Champlin there. Whitney, you're on with Dan.
Hi.
Morning. Hello, hello.
Hello?
Yes, you sound far away.
Sorry, I'm technically hooked up to my car right now.
Okay, what can we do for you?
So I have a bit of a kind of rapid knocking noise coming from my engine. Generally when I'm driving, not when I'm just standing still. It's kind of a soft knocking noise.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that can cause knocking noises, the first and most important of which would be if it's starting to get a little bit low on oil.
Mm.
So the first thing you should do is maybe pull over right away, check the oil, and if the oil is low, take care of that and see if that takes care of the noise. And beyond that, there's a whole bunch of things that could cause a rapid knocking noise related to the engine, and I guess and many of them are serious. So I guess my first recommendation was I think you should swing right into a local shop there and have somebody put an ear to it and at least tell you if it sounds safe or not to continue.
I think
driving.
That's a good idea.
But I think usually when we hear a noise, it's something's different with our cars, and I think when something changes, that should not be ignored. So I would get right on that and at least identify by have a professional identify whether it's safe or not to drive.
Good point. Good luck, Whitney. Diane is calling from Minneapolis with a question. Diane, good morning.
Hi. I have a 2010 Prius with about 160,000 miles on it. It still runs good, but I'm just wondering about the battery life and using people who are not factory certified to do things to the battery.
Well, I don't know exactly what factory certified regards to that would be, but the aftermarket is well trained in the hybrid vehicles. We are and know a lot about them, have replaced many of the batteries in the vehicles, and even gotten to the point now where those batteries are being serviced and rebuilt, repaired and rebuilt, which makes it much less expensive. So I think, you know, if you find somebody that is well-trained in them, and there's a lot of people around, you'll do just fine with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of those vehicles around.
There is a lot of those vehicles around. I was just listening to 160,000 miles. That's very common with the calls we get now that cars are approaching 200,000 miles, isn't it?
That's great. Thanks, Diane. Texter says, buying a new car out of state, can you tell me about extended warranties? I know you've commented before.
Well, they're great. They're great, and they offer a great peace of mind. You have to be, like anything, you have to be very careful about buying one, knowing which one that you're buying, and oftentimes they're sold through insurance companies, but you have to read it like a lawyer, actually, if you're going to see what is and isn't covered with an extended warranty. So that would be my advice. They're great if you like them. I mean, if it makes you feel better, then go ahead and do that. But be very, very careful in the shopping process. And the other thing I would recommend, buying a car out of state, if one of my customers called me and said, I want to buy a car in Illinois, and I want to have it checked before I bother going down there and picking up or having it shipped or whatever, we have networks that we can connect through and could come up with a shop for you to take it to and have it inspected.
Oh, okay.
So just because you're not there is no reason not to have the dealership or the private party or whoever you're buying it from take it somewhere and have it inspected for you so you can know what you're getting into.
You know good people around.
We do. And, you know, it's just part of the networking. It's like radio business. You know a lot of the radio people around the country, too, if you needed help.
There's a few of them left.
Yeah.
Say, before we break, I want to toss out this text. Texas says, replace my halogen low beam lights with those white LED lights. They have this Texter has a Legacy 2011 Legacy and a 16 Outback.
Oftentimes you can.
Okay.
Oftentimes they're, you know, the same connector, same plug, same 12 volt operation, and it would certainly say on the package that you're interested in if they are just if they can just be old bulbs, and in most cases they can be.
Very good. Hang on, Dan. We'll take a bit of a break here. Dan's going to be with us for about another 14, 15 minutes. So if you have any kind of a car care question, call it in now or send a text. Phone number 651-989-9226. Text is 81807 at 7:30 here on CCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, answering your car care questions as we've done for many years. Dan Carl is calling in from St. Paul with a question. Go ahead, Carl. Dan's listening.
Okay. Good morning, Dan. Say, I have a question. How often should a person use Seafoam in your vehicles? And my other second question is, would it hurt to put a little bit of aviation fuel in your vehicle or any small engines like lawnmowers or so forth? Somebody told me that they would run better, but don't use too much of it. I just want to see what you say about that.
Honestly, I don't know anything about aviation fuel, about what it's made of, so I would be very, very careful of that. As far as additives for the vehicles, you know, that's kind of a personal preference question. If you like it, it makes you feel good, then it should be used. One thing that I would certainly recommend is that you put an additive in your gas or oil or both if you're storing your vehicle, just this week, we got an old Lincoln car in at Lloyd's, and it had been sitting for more than 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And when they put it away, they had filled it with gas and dumped stable in it and drove it around and mixed it all up. And while and we were able to get it started and going, and it did run on that gas, which after 10 years is remarkable. The gas smelled terrible. It smelled like turpentine, but the car did run on it, and it actually ran pretty good. So
isn't that
additive, if you're going to store the car, I think is not only a good idea, but probably really important to keep the gas fresh. So do that for sure.
All right, Carl. Yeah, I could be dead wrong too, but I thought I remember hearing years ago that jet fuel is like a pure form of kerosene.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure either.
Yeah,
somebody will know.
Especially with new fuel injected cars and stuff like that, I would be very, very careful of that. And I would have to, you and I would both have to do some research before I would ever endorse that.
Read the manual, too, right? All right. Texter says, thanks, Carl. Texter says, I have a 2001 Chrysler Town & Country. Just had my strut coil mount assembly sway bars replaced. It's still making a squeaking noise from the front right when driving slowly and hitting small bumps. Any idea what it could be?
Well, if that's what you were chasing in the first place and the noise is still there, then obviously they missed. Squeaks over bumps like that usually are coming from either a joint, like a ball joint, a tie rod, something like that, where it's gotten dry and rusty, and that'll cause it to squeak, or it's coming from a bushing, a rubber bushing, like on the control arm or something, and it's not supposed to slip at all, and it's starting to slip a little bit. So my recommendation is, sounds like you spent a lot of money. You should take it back.
Yeah.
And the shop that you had all that work done would appreciate the fact that you're bringing it back so they can get it right. They want to get it right. So I would encourage you to do that.
Very good. Texter says, hi, Danny and Dan. With a front-wheel drive Camry, how often should an alignment be performed if no symptoms persist? Also, a two- or four-wheel alignment? Is that a good idea? Thanks for the great show, they said. Thank you.
Well, pretty much all alignments anymore are four-wheel alignments.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to adjust the front, you might as well, and oftentimes the rear is adjustable nowadays, but we're certainly reading all four wheels when we have it on the alignment rack. If you're having no symptoms, if the steering wheel is straight going down the road and your tires are not wearing at all, if they're wearing smooth all the way across, then the alignment probably has not changed and it's probably just fine. That being said, if you from time to time feel better, if you actually take it in and have the alignment measured, go ahead and do that. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't hurt the car. And if it makes you feel better that you know exactly how all the wheels are pointing, that's not a bad idea. But understand there's be a charge for that.
Sure.
And you're only doing it from a maintenance standpoint. And how often you should do that? If you have no symptoms, you don't have to ever do it. If you have symptoms, if you're noticing some tire wear or something, then that would be the time to bring it in and have the alignment checked.
Very good. So let's go back to the phones. Eric is on the horn. I think he knows a little bit about jet fuel.
Okay.
Eric, educate us here.
Okay, your aircraft fuel, that's actually low-level tetraethyl lead. Believe it or not, it's the last leaded fuel there is.
So if you have an old vehicle or something, maybe that would be a good idea.
Absolutely, because I out on the farm, I had a crop duster come out. I purchased, about 150, 200 gallons of low-level tetraethyl lead for him, so I had enough to fuel up for crop dusting. And believe it or not, what was left over, we dumped some in an old Edsel I had. It actually made it run better than the regular gas because it had a lid in it. So it lubricated all the valves and everything. We dumped it in a Model B John Deere, and that's one of them that you got to start with a flywheel. You got to flip the flywheel over. And that actually ran good on that too. So,
well, Eric, thank you. We appreciate that.
You know what I really appreciate is that I'm not old enough to know about all that stuff. So that's just perfect. I found
feels good when that happens.
Yeah, someplace
right?
in life I'm not too old to know about it. So.
All right, how about a quick call from Jim in Bruton? Jim, what is your quick question for Dan?
Yeah, hi. I'm always amazed that people will spend $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 on a used vehicle. And they wouldn't even consider spending, say, $40 for three Carfaxes when they're shopping. What's your thoughts on Carfax?
Well, they're very, very popular. I personally don't have enough experience with them to measure the accuracy of them. But, you know, that the a lot of the dealerships and private parties that are selling vehicles use Carfax. And So I think they're probably great. I'm sure they're great, but they're only one piece of the pre-purchase inspection. So I think that's a great idea. Get the Carfax and get that information. But along with that, I think you still should have a vehicle inspected by a professional so that you know exactly what you're getting. Because I agree, it's a big investment that you're stuck with, and you own it. Once you've spent your $15,000, there's no giving it back. Yeah. So you better know what you're getting.
The more research, the better.
That's right.
All right, we have to run. I just want to let our listeners know, and you, Dan, that I've printed out the text messages we didn't get to, so we'll open up the show next week with those. But my husband, texter, says, washed his 2012 Lexus key fob in the washing machine. Is it safe to use?
It's absolutely safe to use. The question is whether it'll work or not. Probably will have to put a new battery in it. But if you put a new battery in it and it works, yes, it's absolutely safe to use. You did not hurt, I mean, unless you wrecked it.
Right.
It won't hurt the car one
Maybe
little
bit. Maybe a new battery. We'll
no,
check it
out.
Put
a new battery in it, you'll be fine.
How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Give us a call. We're at 651-228-1316. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOIDS, which, by the way, we still have that job for a mechanic posted on our website, so check that out. Or come on over. Yeah. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
And come back next week, would you?
I'll be here.
All right, good deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.